Welcome to Beyond the Book here at 92.1 WGHN. I'm being joined by our friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library. And Chelsea, back after a little bit of a vacation, being on assignment, if you will. Chelsea, what's going on at the LDL?
We have coming up Wednesday, January 21st at 6 p.m., our Brickmasters Family Lego Challenge.
Okay.
These have been really fun. Mm-hmm. Quite simple, family-friendly event. Come in with adults who like Legos and kiddos, and we will give you a randomized prompt. They all have a theme, so like the most recent one was a Christmas theme back in December. And then you'll be challenged to build something relating to that theme. So for example, the December one was, it was mixing two Christmas songs together. It was like movies or Christmas songs, like famous Christmas stuff. And then whatever you built had to also fit within a clear ornament.
Oh.
And we had them all on a tree for like a month. It was really fun. So that is, once again, Wednesday, January 21st at 6 p.m., always a ton of fun. We have, this is more, this is still families, but more Center for Adults, Preserving Family Stories with Digital Storytelling. This is Thursday, January 22nd, also at 6 p.m. This is about, we're going to join storyteller Chandra Martinez to learn simple creative ways to capture stories before they're lost, using just things like your phone and a few easy apps, turning old photos and conversations into meaningful short videos. So archiving like older members of the family and stories they've had that will be lost with them one day. And also she's going to talk about, and kind of I think the most important part of this is, how do you get people to open up and talk about these things and it not be awkward? Chandra's amazing. And definitely, if that's something anyone's interested in, like, you know, preserving those history or genealogy and stuff like that, must visit program.
And we have some other things happening at the LDL that people need to know about.
We do. We have our winter reading challenge.
Yes. How are we doing on that?
It's fantastic. We have over 700 people have registered already this year. That is our highest number we've had. I think last I checked, it was just under 740. So I wouldn't be surprised if we've gotten over that now. And for people who don't know, that's our winter reading challenge, Cozy Up with a Good Book. If you read 300 minutes or 5 hours throughout the month of January and do a couple fun, cozy winter activities, you can get some amazing prizes. We have a couple grand prizes that people can enter in for. And then everyone who participates gets a finisher prize of a hot chocolate kit from Patricia's Chocolate.
Oh, there you go.
It's so good.
Oh, chocolate's a great motivator.
So with it, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Which is one of our questions for the challenge. We all have that one movie, show, or book that we go back to over and over again. What is your comfort media, and why is it important to you?
No, this is good. I've actually read about this because there's certain things you'll watch repeatedly, constantly, because it just makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
And that there's actually like whole archives of 80s programming and like commercials on YouTube that people are into. But I guess I would just say this. If I'm ever just spinning the channels and the movie All the President's Men comes on with Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman, that day is lost. I will just sit there and I'll watch the whole thing. And I've seen it a million times, but I like the content. I like the way it's shot. I like the way, that would be up there. And then probably on the tails of that would be The Godfather. If I ever run across The Godfather, because I've seen The Godfather so much now, I just know the lines.
And it's comforting to you.
It is comforting. It is comforting. So funny. It is comforting. Yeah. So I would say that.
That's fine. Mine, personally, I would say probably the TV show Psych. I know we've talked about Psych before.
Yes.
It's our top ones that we've heard back from have been Harry Potter, books and the movies, The Office, Lord of the Rings, and The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Really popular.
Yes. So. And we've talked about Lord of the Rings, too. That's a lot of walking.
A lot of walking.
So somebody's got to be wired a little different to be into that.
But it's comforting.
Yeah, for some.
It's a lot of comforting walking.
For some, it's comforting walking. A lot of walking.
So, yeah. And maybe next week I'll ask you the other question that we have for the challenge.
Right.
So a little something for people to look forward to.
Okay. This is our friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library here on 92.1 WGHN. This is Beyond the Book. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, tell them where to go.
They can go to loudatlibrary.org or follow us at Loudat District Library on social media.
This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.